He called me on a Thursday morning. It was a council meeting, and he told me he was on his way to Mexico, and they were going down there to buy some cattle. That's when Chep was killed. See, his plane crashed at Matamoros, Mexico. And a woman called me on the traffic club, and she said, Jimmy, she said, I heard that a plane crashed in Mexico. She said, you think that could have been Chep's plane? So I said, I don't know, but let me find out. So anyway, I got on the phone right away, and I start calling. I called the superintendent of the state police here, who was a good friend of mine at that time. And he said, let me get into it. And so he called me back and he said, Chep's plane crashed at a place called Matamoros, Mexico. They can't get down to the crash because of the terrain. So then I called Hale Boggs, and Hale Boggs called President Johnson. And President Johnson ordered the Air Force to send a special search mission group out. And they found it, the debris and everything. And then they sent the pack mule team in to pick up the bodies. And we had to get President Johnson to authorize the military to fly down and pick up those bodies. There were 9 people on the plane. And fly those bodies back to the nearest United States base, which was down in Florida. And then they brought the bodies up to Belchase. We went through a whole thing of Chep's funeral. I had the responsibility of handling that. And contrary to what people thought Chep was a rich man. Chep was not a rich man. Chep only had his salary. He didn't have a burial. We went out and found a burial at Lake Lawn Metairie Cemetery. We got somebody to give us a plot. And then we went out and raised money to put a tombstone up for Chep. Didn't have money for that. And then we went out and raised money to send his children to school. He didn't have money for that. Chep didn't have a nickel other than his salary that came in. And they gave me a bag of Chep's personal belongings. And in that bag was a letter that Chep had written to his mother. He had wrote his mother about they were on their way to Mexico and this, that, and the other thing. And he had his little boy with him. And she just prized that letter because that was the last thing he had done. Now remember, this plane crashed in tremendous thunderstorms. This letter was intact. You could read every single word of it. It was an act of faith, something like that.